If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it is 93.7 WEEI. Rich Shurtleib, Ken Laird. Three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. And your calls, 617-779-7937. By the way, later on the show, Jackson was down. Dale Ordway down over at Fenway Park to talk to some of the people while they're... Speaking of Fenway, this legitimately makes me upset. One of my favorite restaurants, Sweet Cheeks. You guys ever go to Sweet Cheeks over at Fenway?
The barbecue place? No, I have not been in.
It's awesome. It's my favorite barbecue place in town, and they're shutting down in November. Restaurants left and right are shutting down now.
Rich's curse again.
Yeah. I guess so, but it's a tough industry anyway. But
Ted owned a barbecue. Ted was raised on barbecue.
I was. Yep. We had it 45 years.
What was the name of it? The Squeakly Pig?
It was
the
Rib Tickler.
The Rib Tickler. Yeah.
The Rib Tickler. I love that. I think I bought one of those in college.
It was, you know what? It made news up here when we went down and played the Carolina Panthers in the Super Bowl back in 2003, 2004, in February 2004. A lot of the Pats fans went out to the restaurant, and Senior, as we all affectionately call my dad, Senior, I'm Junior, just couldn't get enough of it, man. Just was on cloud nine with all the Pats fans.
Have him take over the Sweet Cheeks. Come on, let's go.
You know what? He's 87. I think he's winding down.
Can you barbecue, Ted?
I am not. I mean, I could, like my dad did. Sure, give me a big old pit, the rotating with the mesquite wood that we had, and I could do that. But I wouldn't call myself like a really good barbecuer of just with the regular grill.
Was he like an overnighter, your dad? Like, I mean, when you cook like barbecue, he's one of those guys that puts in the day before.
Yeah, that's it. So so ribs take about 4 hours. A brisket is about an 8 hour deal. So you cook throughout the night a lot of times because you have to
eat down in Houston cooking through the night.
Oh, it's brutal. Oh, brutal. So, but you put the fire. They used to have it for a long time. You put the fire, and all the wood would be outside. But you open it from the inside. But now, we were able to get to the pit so that we could do both from the inside. But the smoke comes into the whole restaurant. I mean, if you visit the Rib Tickler, you're going to leave there smelling like barbecue. You just can't help it.
Great. Now I have to have barbecue for lunch.
Totally. There's a video. It's one of my all-time favorite internet videos that come out because it's just pure joy. It might be 20 seconds long, but it's a Vince Wilfork. And he has one of those cabinets that's got 10 racks on it. And it's him flipping five different racks of ribs in this thing. And he's dancing while he's doing it. Just this is his happy place, flipping those ribs. And it's just, to me, it's perfection. But the one thing about Sweet Cheeks, and I'll say something nice about it because they're closing, is that and this kind of goes with Dana Farber too, and what we did the past couple of days, is that when my wife was sick, there was a period where she, for a month, wasn't able to eat. Like, for a month, she had to basically wasn't able to eat food. It was awful. And then after that, for a week or two, she had to just eat stuff that was only from the hospital. And somehow, one of the doctors had overheard Mary saying, "When I get out of here, my first real meal is going to be Sweet Cheeks."
Nice.
And out of nowhere, someone came by and dropped off like a huge gift certificate to Sweet Cheeks saying, we're glad your first meal will be on us. Cool. And so someone from Dana-Farber had told the Sweet Cheeks people, and the Sweet Cheeks people were nice enough to like, so our first meal, we just like stuffed our face with Sweet Cheeks barbecue.
That's unreal, man. Can I just acknowledge real quick just the involvement in the Jimmy Fund radiothon we had? Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to do it on yesterday's show, but it's incredible with the money that we were able to raise. Kudos to everybody involved. That was incredible. I've never been a part of an event. This is my second year. You talk about a well-oiled machine, and just the folks that are all part of that whole operation are top shelf, man. It just is incredible. I did not think we were going to beat last year's numbers.
No.
And not only did we beat it, we kind of cruised right on by it.
Kicked its butt.
We did. So, holy smokes.
Million and a half more. It's
very
crazy.
Very proud to be a part of that, guys. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with you guys those 2 days.
Just thanks to everybody who donated. I just, you know, you come away, you want to thank so many people, and then you forget the people who actually picked up the phone, gave money. Like, that's
that means
awesome.
A lot.
So many people.
Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome. And, like, you know, it's funny because, like, I've seen a couple of the videos from some of the interviews go viral, like that Carson, little girl Carson.
Superstar.
Absolute superstar.
Just the red dress.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah, she was great, and there were so many cool stories and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, that kind of blows me away. And as I said, you know, in a city full of people who, you know, scream at our athletes and, you know, bitch about everything, you know, for 2 days, everyone came together and went, cancer effing sucks. Let's fight it and let's do some good.
Yep. It took one day, and this jack wagon behind the dugout is yelling at Wilson. You know, one day.
This story is so great because there's so many twists and turns with what's going on. Let's talk about that when we get back. So, Contreras, you saw at the end of the game yesterday, John went to someone in the crowd. And we had a fan call in, someone who was there and saw all of it. And it started well before that. And now, do you think differently of Contreras? Or do you still think that, you know, this guy needs to stop yelling at people in the crowd, maybe needs to start running to first? We will get to all that, including his awesome description of what happened. Right after this, we will be right back, and let's talk Contreras. 617-779-7937.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like...
You with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city.
Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.